times, hallelujah. Sometimes, praise the Lord. Sometimes, gently singing our hearts in one accord. Oh, sometimes, hallelujah. Sometimes, praise the Lord. Sometimes, gently sing.
Praise the Lord. Well, isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? I see we've got a lot of visitors tonight, and I want to take this opportunity. The first thing, I want to thank you for being here and showing your support to Happy Valley Church. I thank Brother Mike Price and Brother Homer Longoria for being here to show their support to our pastor. And they just said they just felt like they needed to be here. And you know what? We need them to be here. We need you visitors here with us tonight. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a real good hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. I'm going to let you be seated for just a few minutes while we look at our prayer requests tonight. Let me make this announcement. First of all, there will not be any Sunday school classes in the morning. I'm expecting quite a group of people to be here tomorrow, and they just thought it'd be better if we just would dismiss Sunday school in the morning. So remember that, no Sunday school classes in the morning. I want to pray for Sister Cynthia Kirkpatrick from Missouri. She's having heart trouble, and ask for prayer from all the saints. So we certainly commit her to the Lord tonight and ask God to be with her. I want to Pray for Celestial Wiggins and family. Her grandfather passed away. The funeral was today. Also, Celestial has been very sick, running a fever. So we certainly want to remember her tonight as we pray. Sister Lisa Davis, would like to thank everyone for your cards, calls, most of all for your prayers during the passing of her mother. May God bless you all. So we, Sister Lisa, God bless you. We've certainly been thinking of you and praying for you. And I believe He's going to help you. I really do. Brother Barry Coffey wants to announce that there will be a couples banquet on February the 13th at 6 p.m. Brother Jason Watkins will be speaking. Information is on Brother Barry's website. And if you don't know what that is, maybe they can, maybe someone in the library can help you with that or give you some information. But just go to Brother Barry Coffey's website and you can get all the details. Sister Phyllis Phillips says to please pray for their daughter, Michelle. She is back in the hospital with an infection by the incisions from her lung surgery. So let's remember that tonight. Also want to remember her cousin, June Hicks, who lives in Shelby, Ohio. She is having knee surgery on Wednesday morning, so they're asking that we would pray for those knees, so let's remember that. Brother Gene Terrell sends this in tonight. Sister Jane has a cough and is over in the fellowship hall. We want to praise the Lord and thank you for all your prayers worldwide. Sister Jane's recovery has been miraculous, and they want to praise the Lord and thank God for touching our sister. I believe we need to give the Lord a hand on that, don't you? They were here in the service with us Wednesday night, and she said in the auditorium here, and they're here back with us again tonight. So we thank the Lord for that. Brother Richard Baker is at the ER, respiratory and flu symptoms. So let's remember that need tonight. Brother Amos says he would like to thank everyone for your prayers. For the meetings in Canada, God really moved on hearts of the people. They received the word gladly. I believe there has been some long-lasting results, and he wants to praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord for that. Sister Barron requesting prayer for her friend Catherine, been in the service here, and just several needs concerning the family that the Lord certainly knows all about. We just commit all these things unto God and ask Him to move on behalf of those needs tonight. So we just commit that unto the Lord. This is a card of thanks from Brother Gene and Sister Jane. They want to just thank you for everyone for your beautiful cards, delicious food, and your prayers. And we love you very, very much. So that card, we'll put that out in the lobby so you can look at that. All the unspoken prayer requests tonight. I know there's many, many needs among us. Brother Terry Tidwell called last night. Sister Vicki Tidwell, they thought, was having a heart attack. The rescue squad rushed her to the hospital, found out it wasn't a heart attack. They really don't know what happened to her, but she had a fever of 106.6. Just very desperate situation. And Brother Terry wants to thank you and ask you to continue to pray for his wife, that the Lord would just be mindful of her. And certainly tonight we want to pray for the Yance families. The tragic passing of Brother Kenneth Yance on Wednesday. Let's just hold those families in our hearts, in our prayers. And it affects so many people, not just in this assembly, but all over the place. The Yance family are they're well-known people and they're loved people. And we love them here, don't we? Amen. We certainly do. We love them here. So we just want to commit all these things unto the Lord. Could we stand again tonight as we get ready to pray? Brother Terry, why don't you come tonight, if you would, lead us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these prayer requests. Let's invite His presence into this building tonight. Love you, buddy. Appreciate you.
I'm so happy to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, so thankful that we can come into the house of God to praise your name. Lord, we know that there's faith in the building tonight. We're here to pray. We're here to see these needs met. We're here, Lord, to offer up our thanksgiving in behalf of the testimonies that's already been given in. We pray, Lord, for each one, whether it be sickness or passing of a loved one, different things, people upon needs upon people's hearts. Lord Jesus, whether it be an unsaved loved one, somebody outside the ark of safety, all kinds of things, Lord, that we need to pray for. But dear God, I believe that you're an ever-present help in a time of trouble. I believe, Lord, that you come on the scene. You may not come when we want you to, but you're never late. You're always on time. I pray, Lord, as we look to you, Lord, in behalf of the needs that are on each people's hearts, each person's hearts that raise their hand. God, whether it be something very personal, Lord, if it be something that they're praying about, would be on the other side of the world, or whatever their need is, just give to them, Lord, a consolation that if we believe and we don't doubt, you're going to give us the things we have in need of. Lord, maybe it's a son that's not in, that's outside the ark of safety, hadn't been saved. Lord, we just pray that you'll brood over the young people and our children and those that are outside. God, just touch them and let them realize as we just see, I know we have several elderly people here in the church. We've seen several get promoted in the last few months and the last couple of years. But Father, we know that life is but a vapor, but let all of us realize we have just a short time upon this earth, and we want to realize and make the best of it, and we only have one opportunity to get prepared for that other side. I pray, God, that you would bless Brother Homer as the minister tonight. Give him, Lord, spiritual food in due season to speak to the people about. And I pray, God, that you'll just help us to receive, pull on the gift of God, and may the things said be a blessing and an encouragement to each one of us. If it would be chastisement, Lord, if it would be a blessing, encouragement, whatever you have for us, Lord, that's what we would desire. We know judgment begins in the house of God, but Lord, so we just ask, you give us what we have need of. We're going to pull and ask you to give it. We know that you'll deliver. Bless these things and all that's done and said, the exhortation, the singing, and Lord, and we'll be careful to give you the praise. Meet each need. Every one of these requests has been read. It's already been spoken. Now let it be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here with us tonight, and I know we've got several visitors, we certainly want to welcome you to this service. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming, we pray the service will be a great blessing to those folks as well tonight. Let's sing this song tonight, if you will. Sometimes understanding is just not there. You can't figure things out. But you do know one thing to do. We're going to hold on. Because somebody's holding on to us. And we want to hold on to him. Let's sing this little song tonight. I Held On.
You ask me how it is that I'm still standing. You wonder how I made it through this storm.
Oh, that's right.
I can't boast of any special powers. There's no secret, I just held on. And I held on till the storm was over.
I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers.
The storm was over. I've been
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. We're going to have some songs. Brother Wes Ardell, bless his heart, him and his family's here. And I told him, I said, Brother Wes, we just really need you tonight. I want you to come onto the platform, Brother Wes. Get ready to give us a song or two. Is Brother Mark Yance, is he in the building? I know they were coming in, but maybe he didn't make it to the service tonight. I wanted him to sing, but I know Sister Lindsay's here. If she'll come onto the platform and be getting ready to sing. We love this guy right here, don't we? Give him a nice hand as he gets ready to sing.
Sing that one more time. peace of God, peace of cover me, cover me, cover me, peace of God, cover me through the storm, oh Lord God, and it's only in Him.
Pressure it can take. We're certainly grateful for that tonight, aren't we? Let's stand together. So appreciate each of you that are gathered here with us tonight. We're thankful for the presence of the Lord. Appreciate all the different visitors that have come to be with us and help us during this time. We're so grateful to have friends, praying friends, people that are able to bear your burdens and help you. And Brother Homer contacted me and said he wanted to come up and be in the funeral tomorrow. Brother Mike Price as well. So I asked them if they'd just do us a favor and speak for us while they were here. So Brother Homer will be coming speaking for us tonight, and Brother Mike will come, and Lord willing, in the morning. So we certainly want to keep the family in prayer, and also the church family. It's a tremendous loss, we know, and for whatever reason, God lets us go through these things and brings us out on the other side to the benefit of the glory of God, His kingdom. We have that confidence in Him, don't we? To know that He knows exactly what He's doing. Each church is molded a little different. Personality. Each church has its own personality. Let's think of today how many tragedies that our church has been through over the years. Multiple things that we've been through. And you know that God has a reason for all that. You don't understand it, and probably we won't understand it till we get there that day. But this thing we know, He doeth all things well. And our lives are still in His hands, not His. He didn't bring us on the earth, and He ain't going to take us till God gets done. Our way of departure may be quite questionable as far as the way we look at it. We may wonder why not be this way or that way. I'm not sure we'll ever understand those things until we get there. But I know this, Satan can't take us until God is done. And Brother Ben said, when God's done with me in life, I'm done with life. That's just the way we look at it. Let's open our hearts tonight. It may come with a need in your life before the Lord. And we want to just move aside now if we can and ask the Lord to speak to us. Take His word and take a gift in our brother's life and just to be able to bring something to us that'll benefit us. Amen. We're just so thankful. The Lord is so very, very mindful. I've been thinking today of what the Lord been had me to deal with in the last few weekends, last month or so. And Brother Amos had sent me a text about it this afternoon, actually. The Lord been having me deal with Job and suffering and tests and trials. And you think, was that just happened to be that way? I don't think so. God knows exactly, don't He? He knows exactly what we're fixing to go through, and He prepares us, and He's a wonderful Savior. Let's sing it together. Touching Jesus, and Brother Homer will come and just speak to us. Touching Jesus is all that really matters, and your life will never be the same. There's all
why I'm here. I meant here. I know why I'm here. But, you know, but it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Good to see all of you. I mean all of you. Amen. And so we're just, you know, real sad about all the situation, but, you know, God's still God. Amen. And we're in this thing to the end. Amen. And I don't know how quick that's going to be, but we're here. Amen. Amen. So just good to be in the house of the Lord to the family. Amen. We extend our sympathy. Amen. I want you to look with me tonight, and if you would, in Genesis chapter 9. And I done got too old to get out. So y'all just, you know, kind of look over the oldness. Verse 13, I want you to look at, but I want to take a little thought tonight on one word, and that's after. Amen? After. You know, there was never a rainbow till after the flood. Amen? So I want you to look at that just for a little while tonight by the help of the Lord. I do set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and thee, me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the clouds. And I remember my covenant, which is between me and thee and you and every living creature on all flesh. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you tonight for allowing us to come, Lord, and worship you, Father, this evening, Father, in thanksgiving, Lord. And Father, I pray, Father, that you would minister to us, Lord, and how that you see fit, Lord, tonight, Father. And I ask you, Lord God, that you would just be mindful of each one tonight, Father, that's came to be here, Lord, and many's travel, and Lord, and I ask you, Father, that you would help us, Lord, to say something would be pleasing and helpful to your people, Father. Now, Father, we commit everything into your hand for your honor and your glory. And Lord, we ask you, Father, tonight that you would have your way in the service. And Lord, we believe in and we're dependent upon you, Father, and not upon our own goodness or what we can do, Father, but we just depend on you tonight, Father. And we give you praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So you may be seated tonight, and I'd like to take that thought tonight by the help of the Lord because, according to the prophet of God, amen. Now Brother Bannon makes a statement like this. He said, there had never been no rainbow until the flood came. There had never been no rainbow until the flood came. And then the prophet of God said, but after Noah had pressed into the condition that he was in, to float 40 days and nights in the storm, and the little ark pitching up and down in the water, and it was after the flood. It was after the flood was over. Amen. It was after the flood was over, he saw the rainbow. Amen. After this all said and done, amen, there's got to be something good out of all of it. Amen. Amen. So it was after the flood. Amen. Now there were many trials. There was many things going on. Amen. Amen. And probably, they wasn't too comfortable just sitting in the ark and it pitching backwards and forwards. Amen. But it was after. Somebody say after. After the great trials that we're into tonight. Amen. But after this, amen, something good's going to come out of it. Can you say amen? Amen. Somebody said, but Brother Homer, why do we go through this? Amen. Why? Because God wants, amen, the best gold there is. Amen. And the Bible tells me, amen, that we've been tried. Amen. 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 But after trials of your faith is more precious. Amen. Amen. And it's after all of that's over. Amen. Then we see the rapture. Are you with me now? Amen. So the prophet of God said, amen, after the flood was over, amen, then he saw the rainbow for the first time. The covenant of hope, amen, the covenant of promise, after he went through the tribulation, after he went through that, then he saw the promise. Amen. It wasn't before. Amen. Everything else was going good. Everything else was in his field. Amen. But after the tribulation, after the problem, amen, after the heartaches, amen, then, amen, the rainbow appeared. Can you say amen? Amen. Then we go on and we find, amen, according to the word of God, amen. The Bible tells me, amen, that, in Daniel chapter 3 and verse 7, amen, 17, we find, amen, that there was Hebrew children, amen, in a problem. Amen. The prophet of God says it like this. Amen. It wasn't until the Hebrew children was forced into the fiery furnace. Amen. They didn't go on their own. They was forced into this thing. Amen. There's things that's forced upon us. Amen. It's not just because we want to. It's not just because we ask for it. Amen. We've been forced into some of these things.
Amen. Amen. You say, why am I going through this? Amen. Amen. Because you need to see a rainbow. Amen. There's got to be something that comes after this thing. There's got to be a better day after this. Amen. 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 And you're not going to get in out of here until there's a tribulation period of, amen, of self-denial. But after it, something's going to happen for your good. You say, amen. Watch what he says then. And I thought, oh God, amen, what's this? He said, after. It wasn't until the Hebrew children was forced into the fire furnace on, amen, on one of their most outstanding trials. Most outstanding trials. Somebody said, oh, we read the story and we read the Hebrew children and it looks like it was just something they done. It was after the trial. They didn't want to go in there. Amen. I don't want to go through some of the things I go through. Huh? You don't either. I don't care what you look like tonight. You don't want to go through the trials you go through. But it's after the trial. It's after the heartaches. It's after the problem that you see God working. Amen. Romans 8. You say amen. He was forced, he said. Amen. And I thought, isn't it amazing how we're forced into some of these things? Are you with me now? Watch what he says then. He said, amen. He said, it was one of the most outstanding trials. Yeah, that's right. Oh, we read the story like they just walked up there and just got, hallelujah. Come on, brother. You ain't never went through a trial. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just so glad. Come on. It wouldn't be a trial if it was all happiness. Right? Amen. The most outstanding trial that they'd ever seen. Huh? I ain't never saw one like this. I ain't never had this happen to me before. I didn't think it would happen to us Christians. I'm going to preach anyhow. You might as well help me. Ain't it the truth? Amen. Amen. Most outstanding trials, amen, that they'd ever saw. Amen. Trust me tonight, church, some of you is going through the most outstanding trials that you ever went through. And you know, sometimes you think, well, God, amen, where are you at, Lord? Amen. He's sitting there and says, after you get through this thing, amen, then you'll find out where I'm at.
Yes, sir.
But he was there all the time. Huh? He was there all the time, amen. But you had to go there, amen, in order to see the rainbow. The most outstanding trial that they ever been in, that they ever seen. Amen. One like the Son of God stood amongst them. Their troubles produce the Son of God. I said their troubles produce the Son of God. But it was after, amen, they went in to the fire furnace. Huh? It was after. Some of you said, I'm sitting here tonight with the greatest trial. After. This is over. The clouds move back. The sun's always shining. But it's after the clouds. You say amen. Praise the Lord. What's what he said? Your trials. After the troubles produced the Son of God standing amongst them. And the breeze began to wave away the wheat and the heat of the wave, but not until, amen, they went through the fire, amen, that the Comforter appeared. Not till they went. went through that. Not till you go through this are you going to see, amen, God, the Son of God, appear, amen, in the presence of the Shekinah glory. Amen. But it's going to be after. Can I go on? Watch what he says. The Bible tells me in the book of Daniel, chapter 6 and verse 22, he said it was Daniel who had purpose in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself with the things of the world. Amen. And he was forced to a trial. He was forced to a trial. Come on, church, a trial, amen, ain't something that you just skip into. A trial, amen, is something, amen, we're waiting for a verdict. We're waiting for a verdict. Where is this going to end at? Where are we going from here? It's going to be after. It's going to be after, amen. The battle's over, we wear a crown. Ain't it the truth? It's after. After he was forced. After, amen, all the worldly trials he had. Amen. It was after he was forced whether to pray to God or not. Or go to the lion's den. But it was after the heat was put on. After the heat was put on. Amen. He was thrown into the lion's den. That after he saw the angel of the Lord. Amen. He'd have never saw it if he'd have never went in. You'd have never known, amen, what it's like until you go in. He'd have never known what it was. Don't you realize, church, he was a man like you? Don't you realize he knew what the condition was? You said, he didn't mind. Jesus even mind going to the cross. Don't tell me you wasn't like him. You're no better than him. Huh? Amen. He said, not my will, thy will be done. Why? He knew what the punishment was. Daniel knew how bad them lions was. Daniel knew that there was a trial that he was facing. Amen. Are you with me now? Sometimes somebody say, well, Brother Donnie's been preaching on suffering. Amen. Sometimes you gotta go. But after you go through it. Well, praise the Lord in here. Brother Ben says, sometimes we have more troubles when we become a Christian than we did when we was a sinner. You know why? When you was a sinner, you just give it a cussing and forgot about it. Oh, come on. Don't y'all just smile. You know, you wasn't always saved. Just because you say your name was written in the book of life, you come through this dispensation of time. And you had to be born again. And you wasn't the best in the world. Well, ain't it the truth? It was after you got saved. Looked like all hell broke loose. You didn't know there were so many devils. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. There was a devil on every corner. It's the truth. Brother Matt says, of course it's written, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them from all of them. When? When? 30 days, 40 days, 6 months? After! You've cried, you couldn't cry no more. You begged, you couldn't beg no more. You pleaded, you couldn't plead no more. You went to 17 different doctors? Huh? the doctor says I can't do nothing. Amen. After you endured. Huh? Then he brought you out by a mighty hand. Praise the Lord. God. Amen. What's what he said? God promised. Oh no. God promised many afflictions. Oh, I skipped that promise. You know it's the truth. God promised many strange feelings, strange things that would be upon, amen, beyond our understanding. But it's always done for our good. Well, turn around and tell yourself that. Don't tell your neighbor, tell yourself. Because your neighbor ain't going through what you're going through when you're going through that. Mike will be here tomorrow. You'll get a better deal. But it's going to be after I'm through. Where you at, Mike? Amen. It's beyond our understanding, but it's always done for our good. Hey, look, church, all Daniel's prayers, he didn't see him. He didn't see the angel of the Lord. But when he went through or went in the lion den, then, church, after that, the angel of the Lord came. Is that all right? Hey, man, it's sure it's all right. So what the prophet said. Ain't it the truth? Amen. Amen. Ain't it the truth? Watch what he says then. It's for your good. You can't understand it. How many has had questions all week, all day long, ever since the other day? Wonder what? You know why? You can't understand it. You can't understand it. Well, you think Daniel praying and having such a good prayer meetings and all of a sudden there's the lines. Come on, church. I imagine he was just like Jesus. He said, "Ooh, I wish this had passed from me." You know, I wish this could pass from me. Well, hadn't you had some trials you wished had passed from you? But they didn't. But when you went through them, you saw some good out of it. Amen. You didn't understand it. Huh? Because you just thought, I'm a child of God and ain't nothing going to happen to me. And lightning struck you. Ain't that the truth? Hey, look, I'm 73 years old. Just a few days, I'll be 74. And I know what lightning strikes. And I know how much you think you appear when all of a sudden your feet's out from under you. And you ain't walking on a cloud. You're walking under the cloud. Well, praise the Lord. Can I go on? I am. Okay, thank you. You just can't understand because if we did, then it would not be faith. Right? It wouldn't be faith for us. Amen. Amen. If we would go with understanding, amen, if we could go with understanding, but we do it and we have it and we believe by faith His Word that it's going to work some good for us. Is that right? Amen. If you could grasp that, oh, what a day it'd be. If we could just grasp that all of our troubles, and there's none of us immune from it, and if we could just realize that all of these things are for our You said it. I didn't say it. For your good. For my good. Well, why ain't you shouting when you're going through it? Because you don't see much good out of it. Because all you're doing is quoting the scripture. I told somebody, Romans 8:28 is for everybody but the preacher. He tells everybody that, but when it comes his time.
I don't know what's going to happen to me.
Poor wife. That's the truth. You know it's the truth. Preachers, you know it's the truth. We quote that so much, say, man, we memorized it. It becomes a part of our life. Right? But we can't exercise it. Okay. Okay. Amen. The Bible says in Peter 1:7, amen. He said, 1 Peter 1:7, he said, it's written in the scripture that the Bible says, amen, the trials are brought upon us are more precious, amen, to us than gold itself.
Oh, come on, y'all. Come on. Y'all don't see that at all. Because that's hard to see when you're in a trial. Is that right?
But see, we got an echo behind us that it's precious. It's good for you. Amen. Glory to God. I can't hardly wait to get the next one. All good things come from God. They're more precious than gold. But it's after you go through it. After you go through it, amen, then you can worship God. After you go through it, amen, the angel of the Lord appeared. He wouldn't have seen the way, amen. He prayed and he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. Amen. It didn't keep him out of the lion's den. It didn't keep him out of the lion's den. Amen. But amen, his prayer, amen, the trial of his faith, amen, when he got there, then the angel of the Lord came. It was after he went in there that he saw the angel of the Lord. Amen. Are you with me now? It's after you go through these things. Hey? Amen. And you know, a lot of times we believers, amen, we get a little bit something wrong with us, amen, and we always question it. Right? Well, you don't go to my church then, do you? Wonder why it's happening to me. Huh? Well, I pay my tithes. Big deal. Right. It'll start telling you what all they do. Daniel could say, I prayed 3 times a day. I mean, sometimes I really felt anointed. But every time he looked over and that lion was showing his teeth, I can imagine he could have said, ooh, Jesus, this is real. Kind of like R.W. Shambach one time, Alan told him to go over and cast that devil out of that woman. He got over and he tried to cast it. He said, Alan, this is a real one. That was a real lion. That was a real lion. That was a real fire. That's a real burden. That's a real trial. That's a real crisis zone. Look at the situation, amen. Amen. Of the world today, amen. Church, amen. Everywhere you turn, there's a crisis zone. Amen. And we live here. Right? And after we go through this, then there's a rapture. You can't tell God when to have the rapture. You can't tell God when to get you out of here. Right? Amen. Watch what he says then. Can I go on? Is this all right, Donnie? Amen. I'm going to be here in the morning, Mike, and I'm going to watch you. It's after he put the heat on, after he was thrown into the lion's den, after that, he saw the angel of the Lord. Amen. after that. I want you to move in on that little word, after. Amen. It wasn't before. God didn't keep him out of it. God didn't stop him. Amen. God didn't tell him it wasn't going to burn. God didn't tell him that lion wasn't going to eat him. Amen. But it was after, amen, he moved into her, amen, by the word of God. After he moved in her by faith. After, amen, the Son of God came down. After that, church, amen. It wasn't before, amen. He had no instruction how to conduct himself in the lion's den.
That's right. That's right.
It was after. Amen. Can I go on just a few more minutes? 8 o'clock there, 7 o'clock here. After that, he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the midst of him, keeping away the great pillar of fire, moving it back, moving the lines back. Amen. Was when though? It wasn't before. He had a mindset. You know, this may be the way the Lord has me to go. That must be my end. Tell everybody bye. I mean, what would you do? I mean, what would you do? Are you going down there whistling Dixie?
Preach.
Come on. I mean, come on. What would you do? You'd probably go down there thinking, this may be it, Joel. I served you. I believe the Lord's going to take me home. I believe it's going to be wonderful. I know it is. I've served him. He had mindset.
Amen.
I would have. Brother Bam tells the little boy, he said, he wanted some God with a skin on it. I wanted God a little bit on the outside before I got on the inside. Oh, come on. I'm just being honest. If you were honest, you would too. I ain't never been a trial that you ever went through that you just thought, man, this is the greatest thing I ever had in my life. No, it's after you saw the effects of it. What's what he said? He said, now watch this. He said, after he saw the pillar of fire standing between him and the lions could not get him. The lions could not get him. Why? Amen. Something forced him in there. It was his faith. So God could answer his prayer. Amen. Amen. He wasn't just praying, amen, to make a show amongst that bunch, amen, was trying to get, amen, even with him. Trying to get his position. He was praying that God would minister to it, that God would come on the scene. Amen. And so he went down there. Amen. And now God has a way of answering his prayer by sending him somebody down there. But it was after. It was after. You see, a lot of people, you know, they'll call in sick at church, but they won't call in sick at work. Have you ever sent a prayer request at the job?
Come on now.
Come on. You know what? Amen, church. Amen, you're going through that. But you know, you might ought to come to church so after the Holy Ghost moves, after the Holy Ghost was moving, amen, you came, amen, busting headache, he's hollering too loud, Donnie, please. After God spoke to your head, after you came on. Amen. We call in sick so much, amen, that we've got a habit. Ain't it the truth? But you know what, church? You know, you're really not putting much comment. You want them people to heal you here. I know you got a job tomorrow, Michael. Ain't it the truth? Come on, somebody said, well, brother, you know, a lot of people get sick. That's absolutely the truth. Amen. But I want to tell you what, I've seen more people go to work sick. You know why? Because it's Friday. Friday, they feel better. What's so funny about that? Ain't it the truth, Donnie? I mean, ain't it the truth? I mean, Friday, man. I mean, when they lays it in your hand, boy, oh, my Walmart bound. That ain't funny. That's the truth.
Yes, sir.
Church, Wednesday night, you call in sick. Thursday morning, you well. I like what that black guy said one time. He said, you know, hey man, his brother called in how sick he was, and you know, and the preacher was riding down the road, and there he was fishing, the guy fishing. And he walked up to him, he said, boy, God answers prayer fast, don't he? Amazing, isn't it? We do the same thing with Walmart. Oh, Lord Jesus, why, Homer? Why don't you stay at home? That's what he said then. He said he stood between the lines. The lines couldn't get him because he went through the trials and temptation. Oh, I thought he just went down there and got in the lines then. He went through trials of getting there. God, I'd like to have a little God with skin on him right now. He went through trials and temptations. Wonder what kind of temptation he had. Are you really sure? Are you really sure? I mean, no, after all, I mean, this message is kind of fanatical anyhow. You know, I've been a little fanatical. You know, I showed them up. That's what it was. I showed them up. You know, I went ahead and prayed anyhow. Now look, they ain't going the line then I am. Come on, Brother Branham said it was trials and temptations. I don't imagine he was temptation to go to down there, amen, to have a, amen, have a drink. Or go down there and have a buffet meal. His temptation was not to go in there. Are you with me, Gene? He didn't want to go in there. He ain't saw the angel of the Lord yet. He ain't saw the pillar of fire yet. A lot of times where we see it's on a picture. Right? We ain't saw it yet. It come to Brother Branham, but it ain't come to us yet, and we're in our trial. Is that all right? Sure it's all right. Amen. He said after he went through trials, temptations, and troubles, he knew his God was able. But he was in a trial. He was in a great temptation. Jesus tempted. Amen. Lord, let it pass. Is that the truth? Can I go on? After the trials of your faith. Amen. Amen. They're more precious to us than gold itself. For it is God giving us trials. God given us trials after we become His property. After. After we become His property. Isn't that amazing, Brother Donnie? Isn't that amazing? After we had trials. Huh? Man. Look at the charismatics. Man, they're swaying. Oh, isn't our wonderful God? Oh, he gave me 4 Cadillacs. Who cares if you got 4 Cadillacs? You got cancer. Cancer, amen. Cadillacs won't do no good if you got a cancer eating on you. Right? All that swaying. Oh, I'll tell you what. Amen. Let's plant a seed. I'm going to throw $20 down there. And you've got them brainwashed. Now they're going to throw 50. Right? No trials. God don't expect you to go through this. Oh, really? Well, we have really got messed up. Poor Daniel. There he was, so troubled. Going down there. He had to get a long shirt so he could see the pillar of fire. You can't see the pillar of fire with every kind of Tom, Dick, and Harry around you. No offense to you, Harry. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to become an isolation. You can't serve God and man too. What's what he said? After all of this, God given us trials, after we become his prop, our confession, our baptism, our, amen, our promise to walk in life for him, then every trial that comes upon us is to perfect us. You ever sung the song, he's still working on me? Have you ever sung it? Some of you look like you need to. I mean, listen, you look. I mean, when you're going through the trial, it may be the best time of your life. Just don't give up while you're going through it. Hey, I know what it's like for them to tell you you got cancer. I know what it's like. I went to the doctor and the doctor says, guess what? You got cancer. Prostate. I didn't jump up there and say, glory to God. Woo, woo, woo. It was a trial. One of the greatest trials, Donnie, I've been through. Hello? I mean, we're going down there and Mike says, Brother Homer, how did it go? And I said, this is what they told me. Oh, Mike grabbed me and he cried. I wasn't crying. I didn't know how to cry. There's a trial. I've been healthy. I had no problems. My wife had the problems. It was after. It was after God come on the scene. It was after. Amen. Amen. Come on, church. You don't walk out of there. Amen. Just glorifying God. You go out there and say, Lord, what about me? Now what are we going to do, Lord? All I could say was, it's me again, Lord. I got a prayer that needs an answer. But it was after they gave me help. Is that all right? So I know what it's like. Amen. What's what he says? After I become a Christian, they told me, man, you got it made. Ain't no problem. I mean, hey, look, man, you come in this message, buddy. Woo, you got it. I never seen such trash in my life till I come here. Hey, us good Baptist people, we never saw this. We done it anyhow.
Right, come on now.
You know what I'm saying?
Preach.
We didn't have no rules and regulations. We didn't have no big standards. You come up there, shake his hand, and say, hey, Matty, you got it. We signed the book. We're on our way. Everybody else signed the book, too. So we come over here, and they said, buddy, this is a perfect message. Perfect people. I like what Brother Bram said. He said, I thought I was amongst angels, and then I thought I was amongst devils. Well, ain't it the truth? Hey, look, church, around this message, devils can get up and sing just as good as that real born-again believer. Amen. Is that all right? Watch what he said. After the trials. Oh, he said every trial. You mean there's more to come? You mean there's more to come? He said every trial. After every trial. After every trial that comes upon us is to perfect us for His glory. God, you having a good time? Have you ever asked Him while He's going through a trial, you having a good time? Oh, I know y'all ain't, some of you ain't used to me, are you? Come on. He said it was for His glory. Huh? You ever asked Him to pour some more on you? No, you ain't. You know why you ain't? You wouldn't be crying, Lord, help me, get out of this thing. Oh, God, can you help me? You know it's the truth. Every trial. Amen. What's it good? It's good for you. It's to perfect you. After you see that, you may go through it all the way to the rapture.
Yes.
Amen. One day, amen, He busted the sky. Amen. He said, enter into the joys of the Lord. After. After. Praise the Lord. Ain't it the truth? Hey, look, church, we need these things. We need these things. And I said, well, Brother Homer, teach us about the seals and all the thunders and all that. Hey, I'm thundering right now. Thunder's the voice of God. Is that right? So I believe I'm ordained of God. Amen. And I've been ordained to be here. Amen. I tried to get out of it. I said, I don't want to preach tonight. Amen. He said, you do. Amen. Is that all right? After the trials, it's for His glory to bring us to a place to where God can make Himself more real to us. Amen. You mean you go through this to make, so He can make Himself real?
Right. Yeah, amen.
What kind of God is this?
Amen.
Yes, I don't ask. It ain't none of your business. Because, amen, He's the one in control. He wants to do this so He can make Himself real to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you what. Most of us, amen, I was telling a sister today, I said, you know, we have kids, you know, we raise them in the message, they automatically accept it. They have no experience, they just accept it. They grow up and they go to hell. They go to the devil. And you've been bound us down all this time. Brother Bram said the other night, I told the church Wednesday night, I said, some of them just accept it by mental conception. I said, that's what happened to these people that's leaving the message. It was a mental conception. They did believe it at one time. Amen. They did believe it. They give their everything to it at one time. It was only a mental conception. It wasn't ever a real birth.
Amen.
Is that right? Amen. You can't leave something that you're a part of. I don't care how many times I would have been adopted out. Amen. I'm always a Longoria. Amen. And no matter what, I could disown it and everything else. I'm still a Longoria. Amen. Why? I was birthed a Longoria. Are you with me now? Amen. You was birthed, amen, into this thing. Amen. You can't leave it because, amen, you have nowhere to go because God is your Father. It ain't somebody, amen, you're not in some kind of adoption shop. Oh, you said, but Brother Homer, we have been adopted into the kingdom of God, but my name was on the, amen, before the foundation of the world. Amen. I was already a part of it, so therefore I just come to what I was. Church, amen, the thing about it is, God has to move all the intellectual conceptions. Is that right? The thing about it is, you know what? Amen. You say, oh, that was my family, part of my family. But this, amen. Let me tell you what, church. Your family is the family of God. Can I have 5 more minutes in these? Amen. Watch what he says. He said, after. Amen. He could bring us to a place. Amen. Where God can make himself more real to us than he was before the trial. We can be more, he can be more real before than he was before the trial. Amen. We come to church, we occupied a pew. Amen. We sang the songs, we glorified God, but it wasn't real to us. Amen. I heard Brother Donnie say not long ago, amen, Lewis should not say, hey, amen, everybody raise your hand. Praise the Lord. You know why? A lot of times it ain't real to us. It's not real to us. If it's real to you, amen. Let me tell you what. Amen. You don't care what Louis said. We sing that song. I don't know what you come for. I just come to worship the Lord. I just come to praise the Lord. Amen. He ain't got to look over and say, hey, sing, hey, sing. Amen. Amen. What is it? Amen. You singing. See, it's after your birth. Not that you're just a conception now, amen. Amen. Not just because, hey, look, hey, man, hey, I'm a part of this, amen. Amen. I was raised in this, and I believe this, amen, here or here. It's after you had an experience. Amen. That's the reason a lot of times, amen, we go to the youth camp, amen, youth go to the youth camp, they come back on fire, amen, 30 days later, it's went out. Conception, intellectual, under the anointing. Right? Praise the Lord. Watch what he says then. I thought it was real good in here. What he says, he said, I want you to join this morning with Job to say that I live long enough to know that this is the truth. I have seen it in my own life. This is the truth. I've seen it in my own life. When? After I was converted. Come on. Just because you can shout and dance, amen, that don't mean nothing. That's outward emotion. But how much are you shouting in your heart? And it's the truth. Because you know, God don't call you to shout every service. You know, that's a lot of times when you eat, and it's hard to shout while you're eating. When you start doing that, you know, your mama whooped you, amen, when the kids was playing there, and he'd jump up and down, and he'd run around, and you know, amen, she'd whoop the hide out of you. She wanted you to sit down to eat. And then after you got through eating, then you could. You ever notice, amen, no music, no shout. That's what he said. Man, look at him. He said, this is this truth. I've seen it in my own life. that every time a situation rises that I can't get around, I can't get around it, I can't get under it, I can't get over it, God makes a way and comes out glorious. I just wonder how His grace ever does it, but He does. And remember, on all of these things, Satan tries to keep us so nervous. You ever notice the prayer lines? Got a nervous problem. Got a nervous problem. I thought everybody in the world had a nervous problem when I started listening to the message. And then Brother Brown said, everybody stand up, got a nervous problem. The whole church stood up. Didn't they? I thought, what's the matter with these people? They're just nervous wrecks. Well, you know that's in here. It's right here. I had a situation, you know, here not long ago at the doctor and my urologist, and he said, take two pain pills and a nerve pill. And I thought, Lord, have mercy. I didn't have to worry about the nervous. I was already nervous before he told me to come. I took the pain pill, I took the nervous thing, and I'm still nervous. You know what I'm saying is that they don't do it. They're just trying to say, hey, this will do till you get there. Ain't that the truth? Come on, church. When I get here, I want something to happen. Amen. Whether I shout or whether I don't, I want something way down here. Church, amen. It ain't just running the aisles. Amen. Amen. When you get, amen, a little bit of age on, you want to know that you're stabilized. Oh, I believe in shouting. I believe in all that. I believe that. I believe that's part of it. What's what he says then? Satan tries to make us so nervous and upset to get us to think, oh, what is happening? Why don't I have to be like this? Why am I like this? Amen. Why Satan? Right? Now watch what Brother Ben said. He said, it was Abraham after he seen the ground get barren and the drought came. And Lot separated himself to go down and live deliciously into the world. It was after he heard the whines and cries of his herdmen with no grass, amen, for the cattle, but he maintained in the land, amen, that God gave him, and he told him to sojourn there, amen. It was on that day after he had been tried. His patience was at the end. Brother Bradham said one place, he said, Abraham tried his patience. He tried God's patience. I know y'all hadn't. That's all right. No problem. It's Abraham. Abraham tried his patience. Oh, that's a virtue that I'm working on. Oh, you are too. That's the reason you're quiet. It was after, amen, Abraham's patience was at end. It was on that day when after the trial was over, he spoke face to face with Elohim. It was after all of that. It was after the trial. It was after, amen, no grace. It was after that that Elohim came on the scene. It was after that, amen. Amen. Abraham had to go through that. Amen. His patience had wore out. Amen. Amen. But it was after that Elohim comes on the scene. It's going to be after this. The family gets through this. That they'll see the glory of God. After. Patiently. You say, how can you do that, Brother Homer? Ask God. I can't give you no patience because I ain't got enough to share. Come on. Watch what he said. It was after the trial. It was after the trial was over. He spoke face to face with Elohim under the oak that day. It was after he suffered his trials. After he went through the troubles that he had been through, that God appeared to him. It was after. It was after So when you next time you're in one of the greatest trials you've ever fought, amen, think it not strange. Because Esther, if you endure, he'll come on the scene.
Amen.
After, amen. It was after, amen, that God appeared to him in the form of a man and sat there and told him he was married and his wife's name was Sarah. And she laughed at him in the tent behind him. It was there that Abraham called him Elohim. It was after the trial. It was after the trial and tribulation. Amen. And I want you to know, church, it's still after the trial. All these great men, it would take much, amen, to mention all of them that went through trials and saw God. They went through the trials and then they saw God. They went through trials and they saw angels. They went through trials and revelations and saw signs and wonders. Amen. But none of them saw what Job saw. All them men, after seeing angels, seeing God, all these things, they never saw nothing to give them hope beyond the grave. But Job saw the resurrection. But Job saw the resurrection. Amen. After all his trials, after all his heartache, after everything was said and done, then he saw the resurrection. Let's stand to our feet and give God the glory. Amen. Amen. God bless you in the name of the Lord tonight. Amen. It's after. It's after tonight. Amen. That you suffer. It's after. Amen. You endure to the end. It's after the battle's over. Then we'll wear a crown. Come, Brother Donnie. Amen. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Brother Chuck could come sing for us. He was there all the time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many enjoyed that so much? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, Lord willing, Brother Mike will be preaching after Brother Homer who's preaching now, so. And I'm not going to stand up here and preach after he has preached. So, oh, I so thank the Lord he's mindful of us.
Amen.
Praise be to God. How many knows it in your own life that you've experienced it? After you come through such things and God come on the scene by his grace and make things happen that you think, oh my goodness, I wouldn't complain near as much if I would have known that would have been the outcome. But it's amazing how he holds it back and holds it back. And then after, then he shows us. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's listen to Brother Chuck sings.
Time after time, when searching for peace in some form, I was trying to blame all my ills on this world I was in. The surface relationships used me till I was undone. that I have the answer. My life is just starting to rise and sharing each new day with Him is a cup of.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many can look back and say, through your hard times, He was there all the time. Let's sing it together as we prepare to go to service in the morning. Let's come expecting the Lord to speak to us again. Viewing tomorrow afternoon for Brother Kenneth will begin at 4 o'clock, maybe 4 through 7. And the funeral service will be at 7 o'clock. So I want to come, remember the family in prayer. God will just be with them and help them during this time. You love Him with all your heart tonight. Oh, thank God for His Word. Don't you appreciate Him? He was there all the time. Sing it as we go.